May 14, 1933. Little place of love that the soul has in her creator, and little place that God has in the soul. How sanctity is formed by degrees of love. See that Jesus casts. How first he does the deeds, and then the words. I felt all immersed in the supreme fiat, and repeating my round in it, as I united myself to its acts, so I felt its waves of love come, that pouring themselves over me, brought me the love of my Creator. Oh! How happy I felt feeling myself loved by God. I believe that there is no greater happiness, neither in heaven, nor on earth, than that the creature occupies a place in the bosom of the celestial Father, who makes his waves of love rise in order to love her. But while I felt under these waves, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, to go around in our acts that we have done, as much in creation as in redemption, for love of the creatures, makes new love rise from within our divine being, and invests she who unites herself with our divine acts. She, by uniting herself with our works, prepares the little place for where to receive our waves of love. And as she receives them, she also loves us with new love, and forms her waves of love for her Creator, in a way that she has her little place of love in our divine being, and we have our place in the creature. You must know that true sanctity is formed by the degrees of love with which you have been loved by God, and this love the creature then takes possession of when she loves. When she receives his divine love and she loves, God disposes himself to love her with even more new love. To be loved by God with new love is the greatest act that God does toward the creature. And all the sanctity, the glory, is formed however many times she has been loved by God, and however many times she has loved him. Therefore you must know that our Supreme Being loves everyone, and always in a universal and general way. To this is added a special and direct love toward the one who, loving us, gives us her love. So, if the creature has been loved by God with special love one time, 3, 10, 100, according to the number, she acquires so many degrees of sanctity, and therefore of glory. See, therefore, going around in my will, uniting yourself to its acts, calls us to love you with special and new love, and God calls you in order to make himself loved with your new and special love, and God himself will be your witness who will say to all, to heaven and to earth, it is true, I have loved, but she has loved me. I can say that my love called hers, and hers called mine, to love each other. Therefore one who lives in our will places our love in safety, nor do we have the sorrow that there can be rejection. Rather as a sign that she has received it, she responds to us by giving us her love. So I was thinking about the divine will, and a thousand thoughts crowded in my mind of doubts, of anxieties, of certainties, of sighs, of wanting the divine will as primary life of my life. I wanted its sweet empire inside and outside of me. Now, while I did this, always lovable Jesus added, my little daughter of my volition, you must know that when I manifest a good, a truth, it is the most certain sign that I want to give that good or the gift of one of my truths, as property of the creature. If this could not be, I would deceive her, I would mislead her, I would make her lose time with a thousand useless desires, without the possession of the good that I have made known to her. I do not know how to deceive anyone, nor do useless things. Rather, first I decide to give the good, and then I manifest the nature of that good. And while I manifest it, already I place the seed in the depth of the soul so that she starts to feel the beginning of the new life of the good that I have made known to her. And the succession of my manifestations that I made known to her serves to make the seed germinate, to bedew it, and to water it in order to form the complete life of the gift that I want to give her. And the sign that the soul has accepted and welcomed the new life of the gift that I want to give her, is that I continue to manifest the different qualities, the beautiful prerogatives, the immense value that my gift possesses. And after I am certain that she already possesses the whole complete life of the gift that I want to give her, Then I let her know my aims, the labor that I have done in her, and the gift that she already possesses. My wisdom is infinite, my industries of love are innumerable. First I do the deeds, and then the words, that serve to teach the creature how to receive, conserve, and make use of the good that I have given her and made known to her. To give a good without making it known is as if one would want to give food to the dead, and I have never had anything to do with the dead, but with the living. To make it known and to not give it would be a joke, nor would it be a way of our divine nature. Therefore, if I have manifested to you so many truths about my divine will, it is because I want to give you the gift of its operating life in you. If this could not be, I would never have told you so much. My speaking alone is messenger and bearer and depositary of the great gift of my divine will, not only to you, but to the whole entire world. Therefore be attentive so that my seed is reduced to dust in you, even to changing into your nature, and then you will feel with deeds the good of my will reigning of in your soul. Indeed, did I not do so with my celestial mother? First I formed her, I prepared her, I endowed her. I prepared the place, extended my heaven in the depth of her soul, I made her know so many things, and as she knew them, so it was made a gift. I could say, mother and son, we first did the deeds. When nothing lacked to my sanctity, to my divine decency, to the new heaven that came to inhabit the earth, then I manifested the secret to her, that I had already elected her for my mother. And as I manifested the secret, so she felt herself mother of her Creator. See, therefore, the necessity of manifesting what I want to make of the creature, so that God and the creature want the same thing, because my own incarnation did not happen before, but in the act itself of when she knew that I already wanted her for my mother, and she accepted to be it. Therefore great attention is needed when I make known a good that I want to make of the creature. She does not know my aims, where they end. I do not make everything known at the beginning, but I go little by little, manifesting and operating in order to reach the point where I want. And if she is not attentive, and does not follow me, she can be left halfway on the way, and I will have the sorrow of not being able to give my gifts, and of not being able to complete my designs. Fiat.